Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is January the 27th, 2021. Well, have you ever noticed how that you are more likely to find something that you're looking for? It always amazes me that when I have something on my mind, I more readily see things associated with it. Like, you know, you buy a new car. You think, I want that blue car because there's not another car like that in my area. There's not another one in my community. You buy that car and drive it home. And before you buy it, before you get it home, you find out there's one and there's one and there's another one. You find out that there were many of those cars in your area. You just didn't notice them before because you weren't looking for them. In other words, they stick out now that you see the kind of car that you have. Well, that's always the truth with the way it is with me in Scripture also. If I have a certain topic on my mind, it seems like that topic just leaps off the page at me while I'm doing my daily Bible reading. I may have read a particular passage of Scripture many times, not noticing the presence of that topic. And then there it is, hidden right in plain sight. It just jumps off the page at you. And you know, that's how it is this week with good works. Because I've been thinking about good works, we've been doing our devotions about good works. It just seems like that good works jump off the page every day. And so today, let's read Matthew 26 and verse number 10. And it says this, when Jesus understood it, he said unto them, why trouble you the woman? For she hath wrought a good work upon me. So you know what? I've read that passage many times, and I didn't really notice it. I didn't notice the good work, but think about it. How is this a good work? How is pouring oil upon the head of Jesus a good work? I mean, like the disciples said, that could have been sold, and the money that you got from selling that oil might have been given to the poor. So how is this a good work? And so I want us to think about that today. John Gill, in his commentary, has this, a great note on that. It was done in the faith of him as the Messiah. It sprung from real and sincere love to him and was designed for his honor and glory, and so had the essentials of a good work in it. It has the essentials of a good work. You know, we've been thinking about good works this week, and I've asked you to think about performing a good work this week, and maybe you, like me, sometimes have difficulty deciding what a good work might be, but we find in that quote by Gill a great example. So the three essentials. First of all, a good work done in faith of him. A good work can be done in faith. One can decide to do a good work because you know that you have faith in the Messiah. You're going to do something good to another because God has been good to you. You have faith in him to give you what you need, so you're willing to share what you have with someone else. You have no other motive than you want to share that which is good. Second, a good work is done out of sincere love to him. Love for Christ is your motive. You love him because he first loved you, and so you're going to go about doing good. But you might ask yourself, what is good? Good is defined as a beautiful thing. Something beautiful. That's what you want to do. Something beautiful, something valuable, something virtuous. You're going to do good for someone else because God has been good to you. There it is again. You're just sharing what God has given you. He loved you, and he's been good to you, so you're going to love someone else, and you're going to love him by loving someone else. You're going to do what is beneficial. You will do something that's beneficial to someone else because you love Christ. Third, a good work has the purpose of bringing honor and glory to him. Another factor in performing a good work is for the glory of God. It really doesn't need to meet a certain criteria in order to be good. It can be anything beneficial for another in order to honor Christ. In our text, this lady anointed the head of Christ in order to honor him. she was expressing her love. So a good work would be anything that you do that is beautiful or virtuous for someone else in order to honor and glorify God. You know, the disciples understood the need to help the poor. And that is a great place to begin thinking about doing good works. Serve someone who is needy. Meet a need for them for no other reason than you love Christ and desire to honor Him. He has given you, freely you have received, so freely you will give. You will try to do a beautiful thing to someone else, and thereby you will glorify Christ. God's been good to us. Let's be good to others. Let's pray. Lord, today we thank you that you have been so gracious to us. I pray, Lord, that we would share that goodness which you have given us with others. I pray, Lord, that as we think of how we can do good works, that you will open our hearts to help others for your honor and glory. Thank you for your goodness to us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Until tomorrow, this is Brother Mark signing off.